wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Richie. What's crackin' lagging? This is the big boss dog. Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom. What you gonna do? John Jay and Richie. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy. Big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
Listen to this awesome exchange of I love yous between a toddler in his high chair and his big brother who's heading out the door. He's going to college. The big brother's going to college back after Thanksgiving. Little brother's sitting in the high chair eating. This is so damn cute. I tweeted this video.
Bye, Rome. I love you.
Bye, bye.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Oh, that's so cute.
That siblings have like the best bond.
My nephew, before I left for college, when I went to go play my freshman year, cried and cried and cried when I was walking out the door. Aww. And that was a lot cuter than him when he was crying.
But still the same amount of love.
So Apple Music shared their most streamed songs of 2021. The most streamed. Dua Lipa and DaBaby, Levitating is number 10.
Okay.
The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber Stay is number 8. Good For You, Olivia Rodrigo. Peaches is 6. Blinding Lights is number 5. For the Night, Pop Smoke, DaBaby. Any guesses on what the top 3 are?
I didn't hear any Taylor yet. Taylor Swift.
Not even top 10.
Something from Ed Sheeran?
No.
Adele, Easy on Me.
No. Here are the top 3, I think.
When we hear it, we're going to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3.
I still love Driver's License.
BTS is number 1. I'm just really getting into that song right now, actually.
Really? It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of feel like that Ariana Grande song was like last year.
I did too. I would have never thought that song would have been.
Well, it was still the most streamed song.
Yeah.
It might have come out then.
Right.
Now, here are the top 3 Shazam songs of the year. Any guesses on what those are? I have the top 10.
Driver's License.
Driver's License number 4.
Yeah, because when it first came out, everyone's like, what is this?
Yeah, who is this girl? Yeah.
Any guesses in the top 10?
BTS Butter.
All the ones you just listed.
Nope, BTS is not in the top 10.
Okay. A Justin Bieber song.
Stay, Bieber, okay. And the Kid Laroi is number 8.
Oh, Industry Baby or something with Jack Harlow.
Mm.
He's up and coming.
No.
Dang.
No.
Hmm. Any Lil Nas X?
Lil Montero's number 6.
Okay.
When I tell you what number 1 is, you're going to go, yep. Because I remember when number 1 came out, I was like, what song is this? Because I knew it from TikTok.
Hmm.
Here are.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the TikTok songs.
The top.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Nope. The top 3. The first song you're going to hear in this montage is the number 1 song. Most Shazam song of 2021. What you know
about rolling down in the deep? Astronaut. You can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
People didn't know that was The Weeknd.
Right.
I wanted to know what it's called.
My bad habits lead to white ice. I could get, when we first played this song, that's Ed Sheeran. Remember that?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so those are the top 3 Shazam
songs. I never
song.
Cared for that Astronaut in the Ocean song.
Oh, I love that
it
song.
Again, I'm still like, ugh, next.
What?
I thought that song was so sick when
I
it first
like
came out.
Song.
All right, so Dave Grohl, he's in the Foo Fighters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact about Dave Grohl, I don't know if you guys know this before, or if I've said this before, but his wife was my sister's assistant for years.
Interesting. Oh,
cool. And he used to come over all the time. And I remember my sister one time going, do you know who this Dave Grohl guy is? They were dating at the time. I'm like, I think so. But now I know exactly. They got a TV commercial together. And it's, I forget what the commercial's for, but my sister goes, oh my God, there's Francine, whatever her name is. Dave Grohl has just released this song. This is an old, old, old song. Dave Grohl, by the way, is also in the Alanis Morissette documentary that's on HBO Max. So Dave Grohl just dropped this song, and it is fantastic.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She was merengue and do the cha-cha. While she tried to be a star, Tony always handed by across a crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa?
They fell in love.
I'm confused.
So confused.
Because you said
right
it's a new song.
No, it's an old one. It's like a remake.
He redid an old song.
Isn't that part like Dave Grohl's doing like songs for Hanukkah?
Yeah.
That was like his day 3 song.
Yeah. He did a Lisa Loeb song.
I was like, what the heck?
You're like, how do you guys know every word to that?
John Danrich.
It's time to love up. Here is another John Jane Rich Christmas wish.
It's John Jane Rich. It's time for Christmas wish. Lindy in the studio. Hi, Lindy.
Hello.
Tell us about Monique.
So I met Monique because our daughters went to school together, and she's 3 little girls, just had a baby like 2 months ago. Oh. And she's such a good mom. She's such a good wife. She's such an awesome friend. She's one of those people that if you need something, she'll be there for you. And she's just an awesome person. Lust for life, full of life. She's amazing.
So she had a baby 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
So like 2 days after her baby was born, her husband died unexpectedly.
Oh my gosh.
In his sleep. Oh. And I mean, he is not just her husband. Like he worked from home. So they were like best friends. They did everything together. He was her soulmate. Like, and so now she's like trying to figure out what life is going to look like without the person that she was supposed to do her whole life with.
Yeah. Unexpectedly, like no nothing.
No, it unexpectedly in his sleep. He was 51 years old. I mean, he was young.
Oh, poor thing.
So yeah. So.
Okay. So we'll get her on the phone real quick.
Please. Can't even imagine.
I'm already a mess.
I can't.
Yeah, that's so sad. I have a 2-month-old. I can't even imagine like going through that during that time, right. You know.
And like 2 days after your baby was born, like supposed to be the happiest time.
Oh. Like what a roller coaster of emotions. Like you want to be like excited. You have this new baby that you've been anticipating for 10 months.
Right.
Now, if we can't get through right now. Does she have weapons at home?
I heard about yesterday.
The other day, yeah.
I don't believe she is armed.
Because my wife is the elf. Okay, it's ringing. Thank God.
It's weird we have to ask that now.
I know.
Please leave your message for 60.
Look at Blake. Hey, wait, pick up Blake for 1 second. Is she on the phone? Oh, Blake's not on the phone yet?
Yeah, she is.
Hey, Blake.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we can't get through. So, but we're gonna keep trying. But if we had to, are you okay going and knocking on the door?
Yeah, because I have a bodyguard with me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can send him first if she takes out Noah.
Well, I mean,
that's probably a good idea anyway.
Send Noah as a dude.
You're the worst.
You really are.
Poor Noah.
All right, we're going to keep trying, so hold on. She doesn't have any weapons, does she?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. If she, Blake,
I go to the door?
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I want to talk to you about something. So if by chance she does have a gun and something happens, how long do I have to wait before
Stop
I start
it.
Dating?
Stop. Stop. You are awful.
Blake, how do you put up with that?
I want to, like,
you
want to
hear from her. I
want to
hear from her where she says 2 months, 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we got her. We got her. Okay, hold on. You're lucky, Blake. We got her.
Hello.
But I want to know the answer later.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no luck on the phone, okay? So we're going to send Blake over there to go knock on the door.
Okay, so I'm going right now. And I'm just asking her to please pick up her cell phone. Correct?
Or just hand the phone over to her.
Well, it depends. Hold on. I don't know. Hold on. And I wonder if you should say Lindy's trying to call you, maybe. Should we do that?
Well, she's going to look for my number then.
Oh, okay. Well, she got the text from you. Yeah. She looks at her phone.
Yeah, she can say you're trying to call from a different number.
We'll just play it by ear. Here's what we'll do. You knock on the door.
Okay.
And just say, Lindy's trying to call you. And if she's confused or something, or something's wrong with her phone, then you say, can you get on the radio? Can you talk on the phone? Here, and hand her the phone. Okay? So how far away are you from the house?
Okay. I'm a few steps, and I have Noah with me who has a Kiss FM shirt on, so I'm going to have him follow, trail me.
Well, okay, but have him be very far away. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'm going up. I'm going in.
You're lucky these people like you. First with Blake, now with Noah.
Please do not knock or ring the doorbell, sleeping baby, and protective dogs.
Blake.
She's ballsy.
Jeez Louise.
Man, she's the best stone person we've ever had.
She's not answering the door. She has a really cute cat outside.
Huh? Oh, that's to lose weight. That was skinnier there. I had a fat picture, and I thought it would motivate me to lose weight, but I was kidding. So I thought I found a thinner picture of myself, and I go, oh, yeah.
Did I leave the car on?
Hey, Blake, do you see a window through the door or something like that?
Window, yeah.
Oh, now it's going straight to voicemail.
Oh, because are you guys trying to call at the same time?
Oh, is this Monique?
Yes, this is Monique.
Hi, Monique. It's John, Jay, and Rich. We do a radio show. Can we put you on the radio with us for just a moment, please?
Sure.
We have Lindy here with us.
Okay. I am right in the middle of a shower, if you don't mind.
We don't mind.
Well, okay. Sorry. We've been trying to call you. My wife's at your front door. I know the dogs are barking. We got a lot going. And we're so sorry. We saw the sign that said, don't knock. There's a sleeping baby. But she wrote us a letter about you, and we wanted her to read the letter to you on the radio. Can you throw a towel on or a robe or something?
Sure. Give me a second.
Or we could just FaceTime you.
No. she wants to do that.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry to bother you. You got a lot going on. But Lindy wrote us this letter, and we asked her to come in our studio and read it to you. So do you have a minute?
Absolutely.
Dear John, Jay, and Rich, Monique is an amazing mom of three girls who just a few days after welcoming her third daughter lost her husband unexpectedly in his sleep. Her husband, David, had convinced her to stay home with the girls and as such was the sole breadwinner. I just really want to help her give the girls a nice Christmas after going through so much these last few months. She's such a good mom and the emotional and financial pressure is just too much to bear this holiday season. She would never ask for help, but has had to, and I know how crushing that is for her spirit. I just want to be able to do something special for her and her sweet girls during such a difficult time. Thanks so much, Lindy.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Lindy.
I just love you, girl. And I know, it's really hard. And I just want to be there for you. And I just want to try to make the world a little bit softer for you and the girls. And so I asked John, Jay, and Rich to help me be able to do that for you.
I hate that I have to depend on so many people.
Baby,
now.
But people have depended on you time and time again, you know? And part of being strong is being able to ask for help when you need it. And I know that you have a beautiful, loving family who's doing so much for you. But I wanted to make it a point as your friend and as a mom to rally around you and try to get you some additional support so that, you know, the transition is excruciating and I couldn't even imagine. But maybe make it a little bit easier for you and just a little bit less chaotic. So.
Well, Monique, so we're going to grant you a Christmas wish. So we have some stuff for you. So to start, you always need some extra cash for food around the holidays. So we're going to make sure you don't have to worry about that. We're going to give you a $500 gift card to Fry's.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You can't have a Christmas without the proper tree. So we got you a Christmas tree and ornaments, courtesy of Level 5 Lighting.
That's amazing.
Let's talk about your six-year-old Piper.
Yes.
We got her a $100 gift card to Old Navy, a $100 gift card to DSW, a little Live Pets unicorn stuffed animal, side-by-side Life is Better Together unicorn book, twistable crayons, silly scent markers, two coloring books, a butterfly sticker pack, rainbow corns, magical fairy surprise, and a Nickelodeon slime kit.
Oh my goodness.
And
wow.
Taylor, your five-year-old girl, we got her a $100 gift card to Old Navy, a $100 gift card to DSW, little Live Pets butterfly stuffed animal, the Hungry Caterpillar butterfly book, twistable crayons, silly scent markers, two coloring books, a butterfly sticker pack, purple plush llama stuffed animal, Got to Glow fairy finder, and Sandyland kinetic sand kit.
I am speechless. I am beyond speechless.
And Winter.
Thank you so very much. Oh.
She's 2 months old. Well, we got her a $100 gift card to Carter's, a walk and learn wooden activity center, a magnetic sketch pad, and interactive toy car keys.
That's perfect. Beyond perfect. Thank you all so much.
And Monique, we know that it's been pretty hard emotionally and financially, but we want to set something up with you. So we're going to give you $150 in Shell gift cards for gas, a $100 gift card to Target. That's courtesy of Five Guys Roofing. And we want to give you and the kids, we want you guys to have some good memories this holiday season. So we're going to set you up with this Chihuly in the Desert Passes, two nights at the Wigwam with breakfast each day, courtesy of the Wigwam, and a Le Monde's Avida Spa credit at Wigwam, valued at $140, donated by Le Monde.
And I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I would love that, Lindy.
And that's for you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, John G.
Now, do you have, so you're in the shower, so did you put a robe on?
I put a robe on. I'm decent, yes.
Okay, so our elf is my wife, Blake, and she's outside your front door right now. Blake, are you there?
Okay.
She has everything. You want to say hi to Monique? Monique, can you come down? Or can you?
Hi. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I am literally in my room and being taped. I'm sorry. I was in the shower, literally.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. Oh. Okay.
She's so cute. She literally is in the cutest little polka dot robe and towel on her head and slippers.
Oh,
that's adorable. And she came out to meet us.
I don't get a lot of chances to get in the showers.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is.
I think Noah's wearing the same outfit. Well, Merry Christmas. All that stuff we brought, it's for you. And thank you. God bless you.
And I'll come over whenever you want to take a shower. I'll hold the baby.
Thank you, Lindy. You owe me a shower now.
I do. Yes, I do. Just don't ask me to wash your back.
Merry Christmas.
And that was another John Jane Rich Christmas wish.
We're going to play a game. We're going to play reverse the verse. Ivan's our contestant. Hello, Ivan.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Rich, how do we play Reverse the Verse?
Well, this is a very special edition. You will get a point. This will be a name is your buzzer format. So as soon as you recognize Reverse the Verse, you call out your name, wait for us to call on you, and give me the artist for a point and the song title for a point. Now, this is a special edition because it's all Christmas classics. Most of them sound totally different. A couple of them sound exactly the same. Reverse, which is kind of weird. But we will begin now. Name is your buzzer. If you know it, shout out your name. Yeah.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, Merry Little Christmas.
Your official answer?
Can't remember the title of it.
Well, I'll give you that. It is Justin Bieber. But it is backwards. Mistletoe.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
So 1 point for time. Spreading so much cheer. Let's reverse the verse.
That's Miley Cyrus. Is that Miley Cyrus?
It is not.
Oh, it is not. Mm-mm. Oh, what? I don't know.
I got a guess if I can.
Well, do you want to hear the clip the rest of the way through? You just want to take a shot.
Let's hear the clip one more time.
That's not like my life. All right, Ivan, it's up to you.
Is it Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Yes, it is. I'm going to play.
The Christmas tree have a happy holiday.
Who said that? Bobby somebody?
Brenda Lee, but I didn't think anybody's going to get that. All right, here we go. Backwards, reverse the verse. Who is this?
Oh, John Jay.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Hey, she got to say Bieber.
That's true. You want to take a shot at the song?
Christmas song.
It is a Christmas song. It's Last Christmas. I'll give you a point for that. So far, Suzette is the only one who is not on the board. And you really should get this one.
John Jay.
Yeah, John Jay.
Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
That's good for 2 points.
That's number two. I think it's the first time that I read today that it's the first time it's ever broken the top 10 in the history of the song. Hmm. And it's number two behind Mariah Carey.
Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Reverse the Verse, Christmas edition.
John Hay.
Yeah.
It's that Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's the, I don't know, that's the name of the song.
It's the one that goes, dee, 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 dee.
But
is that
backwards.
An official
can you do that backwards?
This is the one I said it exactly the same.
It's a little drummer boy, no?
No, it's the, you got it. Trans-Siberian. Forwards. Same. 3 points for John Jay. 1 point for Kyle. 1 point for Ivan. Here we go. Reverse the verse.
John Jay.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
All I want for Christmas.
Ivan says it before you.
Ivan scooped in.
This is a new rule, I feel like.
Ivan, you're going to go ahead and get 2 points, which makes you tied with John Jay.
I like how aggressive Ivan is.
Which puts you in a battle royale for the final clue here. The final clue. So Ivan and John Jay are the only two that can play on this. Reverse the verse.
Ivan, it's just Kelly Clarkson.
One more time, Ivan. Say that again.
I think that's Kelly Clarkson.
You think that's Kelly Clarkson, and you are correct. That's Underneath the Tree. You are the Reverse the Verse Christmas champion!
All right, Ivan. Congratulations.
Great job.
You get a prize. Nice job, dude.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Such a fun contestant.
Yeah,
you were really,
really
good,
went
man.
For it.
Hold on line.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for Santa's Brat Patrol. We bring Santa Claus in the studio, and he scares a bad kid straight. And Amanda apparently has got a bad kid, Theo. How old is Theo, Amanda?
Theo is 6 years old.
What's his problem?
He is constantly fighting with his brother. The other day, he used his karate moves on his little brother, made contact with his face, and I almost had to cancel Christmas.
Okay, so should Santa kind of be like confirming what you said? Apparently, I'm supposed to skip your house, blah, blah, that kind of stuff. Like, should that come up?
That should come up because this is kind of his last chance to bring Santa back and get that Christmas spirit back because his Elf on the Shelf, Fred, has been reporting to him, okay, to Santa every night.
Ooh, yeah, so. What's the Elf on the Shelf's name?
Fred.
Fred, got it.
Tell him he's talking to Santa's elf and we're going to patch him through to the North Pole.
Okay, I'll call him right now. 1 second. Theo, this is Santa's elf. He's going to let him talk to Santa. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, Theo, this is Stinky the Elf. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, I'm going to patch you through to Santa Claus, but I need you to speak up, okay? Let me hear you say 1, 2, 3 really loud.
1, 2, 3.
Perfect. Okay, because he's an old, old man, and I hear you're a bad kid. All right? So you better be happy, peppy, and bursting with joy. Santa Claus, I got Theo on the line. Theo, remember Theo?
Oh, Theo, yes, I know Theo. Theo's mom just sent me a note about Christmas. Is this Theo?
Santa.
Hi, Theo. How's it going over there?
That elf, he sent it. You kind of like sound like the Polar Express guy.
I am the Polar Express guy, you little punk.
Oh, that's Stinky the Elf. Stinky, that's Theo. Theo.
I know about Theo. He's the guy that beats up his brother, Santa. I don't want to go to his house for Christmas. Theo. And I map out your route, and you're listening to me, sir.
Theo is on the naughty list. Is he Stinky the... Well, Stinky's all heated up about you.
Yeah, he's a little punk, Santa.
Oh, I heard you kicked your brother in the face a couple of days ago. Is that true, Theo?
Yes.
Oh, at least you're honest. I appreciate honesty. Now, did your mama threaten to cancel Christmas?
Yes.
That would be very sad, wouldn't it? Do you know what Santa Claus brings boys that aren't very nice, Theo?
No.
I'd bring him a flaming bag of reindeer poop, but I just drop it right down the chimney on fire. It's awful. That means no Wii with Mario 3D Land.
How do you know that?
I'm Santa Claus. I know lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah? Because I think my elf on the shelf bought my list to you.
Fred!
I needed to throw one more thing on it.
Well, you're not going to get anything if you don't change your behavior. That's what this call's about. It's not what you want. It's what your mama and I need from you and Stinky, too. Stinky, let's go over our list of rules for Christmas. First of all, no kicking your poor little brother in the face. He's only 3.
It was an accident.
You're a liar, kid.
No more accidents.
You're a liar, Theo.
What if I accidentally forget Christmas?
I was saying it by mistake. I'm sorry.
I like hearing I'm sorry. I want you to never say to your mama that you hate her, because we saw that. Fred the Elf told us about that.
Santa, anything I say yes to, you're saying Fred told you that too.
That's right.
I think he forgot something.
What did I forget?
He forgot. I think he never takes a shower at night.
Who? Fred? The elf or yes. Stinky? Stinky doesn't take showers, do you?
No, I don't shower. I spit on myself.
Yes.
He licks himself clean. He's yes. Stinky the elf.
Yes. Theo.
Theo, I need you to be a good boy. No more kicking your brother. You need to listen to your mom. You could brush your teeth a little better.
Okay.
Do we have a deal?
Did you also hear that Daddy and Teddy are teaching me about Lexi?
Daddy and who? And Lexi? What about them? Daddy's...
teasing me that I love her, but I don't. She's just my friend.
She's just your friend? Lexi's just your friend?
Yes.
You know what they say? It's all about the X's and O's, you know? Right, Stinky?
Yeah, X's and O's.
X's and O's. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Rudolph.
I don't think I know that one. How's that go?
Rudolph, red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Hey!
And if you ever saw it, you would say it close. Then when the foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to ask, Rudolph, with
your nose so bright, black,
won't you glide my sleigh tonight?
And all the reindeer loved him. and he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it'll go down in history. You better lose yourself in the music. You own it. You better never let it go. Well, Theo, I know you're going to behave yourself, and Stinky, take him off the naughty list and put him on the...
if you say so.
The nice list, and we'll uncancel Christmas. It'll be back on.
Okay.
And tell your mama this year, instead of milk and cookies, I'd like some McDonald's breakfast for dinner. Egg McMuffin.
You said I like McDonald's breakfast for dinner.
Sure, leave me out some hash browns. That'd be nice.
You want some hash browns, too.
And a water glass full of whiskey.
You said you want a water glass full of whiskey.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Rosh Hashanah.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're going to play Beat Shazam. Cody's our contestant for Beat Shazam. Cello, Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Suzette. How do we play this little holiday Beat Shazam game of yours?
All right, Beat Shazam, you know how it goes down. I play a song for you, a very popular song. You have 7 seconds to listen to it, 3 seconds to lock in the artist and the title. If you get both, you get 2 points, but you can also get 1 point. You have to do so before the buzzer, okay? And it is all Christmas songs. You guys are experts at that. I'm not.
I'm not either.
Yeah, you are. You're really good at that.
I am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you are. You always get all of Rich's complicated Christmas.
Because he does the same ones every year.
No, I don't. I write new ones every year.
Oh, there's the jab. All right. These are very popular artists, too. Big artists. So, Cody, you're going to go last. It's going to go John Jay, Rich, Kyle, then Cody. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to start with John Jay.
Oh, Holiday, Lil Nas X.
Thank you. Yes, sir. All right.
Clever.
I love that song. It's a holiday. All right, John Jay's on the board with 2 points. Up next is Rich.
My Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht and really that.
Well, that Santa baby, is that Ariana Grande?
That is not Ariana Grande. I was going to be impressed if you got this. This was Doja Cat.
Oh, she said it again. Her radio. Your jingle ball. First song. Yeah. Opening song. Oh, roast it. Oh.
Would you have gotten that?
No. But as soon as she said Doja Cat, I knew it was Doja Cat.
Yeah. And she has a song with Ariana Grande, so I'll just take the point for Christmas.
For Santa Baby, yes. You got 1 point, Rich. Kyle, over to you. I should be making
a list. I know. Oh, it's Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Yes, it is. That is 2 points for Kyle. Very nice. Cody, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's your turn. Twice shy. Last Christmas.
The Wham.
Yes, very nice, Cody. That's a classic.
The Wham.
The Wham.
The Wham. The Wham.
Cody has 2 points, tied with John Jay and Kyle. Rich has 1 point. Round two, back over to John Jay.
Oh, that sounds like T-Pain. What I really want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas. T-Pain.
It's All I Want for Christmas. You got the title, but that's Lil Jon.
Damn.
With the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, damn.
Remember you played that for us?
I did?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got a point there, so you're in the lead with 3 points. Up next is Rich. I'm burned out like lights on a tree. Old songs
can't listen to these. Fake a smile, but... is that, oh gosh, I have no idea what that is. I've never heard that before.
That's a really tough one. That came out 2 years ago. That's Blink-182. It's called Not Another Christmas Song.
Wow. Yes, never heard.
That was tough. I'm sorry, Rich.
That's okay. That's okay. Don't throw no softballs this way. I'll take your strikes.
Oh. All right, up next, Kyle. Hang a shining star
upon the highest. Sam Smith, and what song is that? So that's like he performed it at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and then he said, I never really performed this song. Mm-hmm. And so it was a treat for us to hear that because he doesn't usually perform that Christmas song.
Thank you for that. That was Sam Smith. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, did I not say that in that explanation? No, I didn't. No.
Oh, I don't know. Kyle has 3 points. All right, up next is Cody. Time of the year.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas.
What was that?
I don't know who the artist is.
All right, it's like it's Christmas. I'll give you a point for that. That was the Jonas Brothers, Cody.
Okay.
All right, so you are tied still with John Jay and
I'll
Kyle.
I'll be sure to download that later.
All right. So we got John Jay, Kyle, and Cody tied with 3 points. Rich has 1 point. Round three, back over to John Jay.
Run DMC, the Christmas and Hollis.
Yep, sir.
Bam!
All right, look at you. I've told you you're good with Christmas music. John Jay in the lead with 5 points. Up next, Rich. Santa, tell me
if you're really there. Don't That's Ariana. And that is, I believe, Santa, tell me.
That's right, Rich. Very nice. That is Ariana Grande, Santa, tell me. 3 points for Rich. Up next is Kyle. Baby, like you do. Just want
a cozy little Christmas here with you. Oh, it's Katy Perry. Cozy little Christmas with you. Cozy Christmas. Cozy.
Cozy little Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, she got it.
You got it. You got it. I'm going to give it to you. That is Katy Perry. Okay. 5 points for Kyle. All right, Cody. This song right here is worth 10,000 points. Are you ready?
10,000?
10,000. Okay. I got you. All right, here you go. I just want to hold my own, more than you could ever know.
All I want
is
Christmas.
By who?
Mariah.
Yes.
No, that wasn't Mariah. Was it Mariah?
Yeah, it is. Very nice, Cody. You're in that holiday spirit.
John Jay and Rich.
Let's do Stacks and Hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John Jay and Rich.
All right, so Google searches for funny white elephant gifts are up 600% in the last week. Searches for ugly Christmas sweaters near me are up 135%. And a ton of people are looking to buy reindeer antlers for their car. Oh, that's so cute.
So cute.
According to Google data on Christmas cookie fudge is the favorite holiday cookie in 6 states. Italian Christmas cookies are number 1 in 5. Mm. But 9 states prefer vegan, gluten-free, or keto cookies.
Ew.
Never heard of it.
I would think like sugar cookies would be way up there.
Or chocolate chip, straight up chocolate chip.
Yes, have you guys heard of the dating trend called snow globing? Okay, that's when someone uses the holidays to trick you into thinking your relationship is more serious than it really is. Then things cool down fast after January 1st.
That's messed up. Stinks. That's cold.
I know, Grant, you got some perverted thing going on there, don't you? Don't you? You got a little smirk. What? No? Okay. We'll let
probably best not to hear what's going on in Grant's mind.
New York is once again the best city to be in for New Year's Eve, according to WalletHub.com. Las Vegas climbed into second place, followed by Orlando, Atlanta, and Miami. I haven't been to any of those cities on New Year's Eve. My sister goes to New York all the time, Times Square, New Year's Eve. And every time she sends me videos and pictures, it looks miserable. When I see it on TV, it looks miserable.
I just think it always looks really cold. Oh. I wouldn't want to be that cold.
And then you're cold.
Outside the whole time.
You got to pee when you're outside when it's cold. There's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm.
44% of people plan to make a New Year's resolution this year, down 50% from a year ago. I always make resolutions. Same year, same month. Lose weight, get in shape. Mm-hmm. Top 5 things we are actively tracking are our weight, how many steps we take in a day, our spending habits, how much exercise we get, and our sleep patterns. 7% of us who've lent people money, like to a friend or a family member, say they've gotten into a physical fight because of it.
Jeez.
Get this. This reminds me of Rich so much because he's always wanted to do this. And I think we did it one time. A 30-year-old woman on TikTok went viral for a challenge where she turned a single bobby pin into a house through 28 trades over a year and a half. She took a bobby pin and traded it for some earrings. Then she went from the earrings. Wait. She goes from the earrings to a set of glasses, then a vacuum, then a snowboard. Then she traded for larger items like a car, tractors, and then a Chipotle celebrity card worth $20,000. Then she traded the Chipotle card for a trailer with a fridge and then Tesla solar panels that was worth $40,000. Then she traded that for an actual house. It's a small, modest place in Tennessee, and she's moving there from California to fix it up.
See, that should be a TV show.
I think it was a TV show. That's where she got that. Or it was a TikTok, something like that. I don't know.
I feel like we did that on the air.
Yeah, that's what I mean. As I said,
Tradio.
We did it, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Listen how sad this is. A grandmother is taking heat for buying five of her six grandchildren matching Christmas pajamas, but leaving out her step-grandchild.
Oh, that's not okay. That's brutal. Not okay.
What if it's just a really ugly little kid?
Stop it. That's not mean enough. That's not nice.
Ugly little redhead.
That poor kid.
You're horrible.
That poor kid.
A man in Singapore was driving with a suspended license, so he pretended to be his brother. But his brother was wanted by the police, so they got arrested. Time magazine named Elon Musk as person of the year, saying he's, quote, the richest example of massive shift in our society. And 29% of Americans agree, and the rest of them are pretty pissed off. I don't know why you'd be pissed off. The guy's done a lot.
Yeah.
A list of explanations from Reddit users of why Pete Davidson is attractive includes being the golden retriever of men. Having a good relationship with his mom and being open about his struggles with mental health. That's some of it. Here are the top 10 most viewed artist accounts on TikTok. Any guesses? Artists.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion is not in the top 10.
Ooh. Reviewed?
Or viewed, just most viewed.
Oh,
most
I was like, viewed. People are reviewing this?
Selena Gomez is number 7.
Okay. Taylor Swift?
Nope.
What? Justin Bieber?
Nope. Not in the top 10.
Drake?
Nope.
Mm. Jason Derulo?
Number four.
Chloe?
Nope. Wow. Lizzo's number 2. Lil Nas X is number 1.
That's right. They do okay. make a lot of TikToks.
Now, give me the top 10 artists by catalog creations, meaning these are the artists whose songs are used the most by content creators.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Number 4.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Number 1. Doja Cat, number 2. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, this is the soda edition. I didn't know that you could do so much stuff with soda, but you totally can. Like, you've always heard cleaning off things like your toilet with Coke. Now,
colonics.
Yeah. If you have a bird turd on your car, 7-Up is the answer. The acid in it breaks down the bird turd. Just pour it right on the bird turd, and then you can wipe it off. And then, of course, you probably want to go through a car wash or something to get the stickiness of the soap off. But Coca-Cola does the same thing for bugs on your windshield. In fact, if you pour Coke on the dryer, dried up smashed piece of gum on your driveway, it'll come right up too. So, or a sidewalk or something like that, dried up gum, Coca-Cola. And if you want flowers to live a little bit longer, put 7-Up in the vase with the water, and your flowers will last longer. Although soda, life hacks, and more at johnjanerich.com.
Tomorrow, Rich will give you a life hack how to get rid of the ants that are in your driveway after you poured all the soda to get rid of the gum.
Sugary sidewalk?
Right. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich. Phone number is 877-937-1047. God, I had this thing. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay. I've got a lot of stuff in front of me. Lots of stuff. 2 in 5 people have seen something crazy go down at an office holiday party. 2 in 5. There's 4 of us in here. Have 2 in 5 of us seen something go down at a holiday party? Crazy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How crazy?
I don't know.
Well, remember we had that sales lady
That's the one I was thinking about, but I'm like, is that really that crazy?
What'd she do?
Well, you go, Kyle, you go.
No, you can.
It's more polite if you tell the story. You can get away with telling
Well, she was just being obnoxious. I can't really remember her doing anything that crazy other than, like, telling everyone about her, like, sexual romps.
What was I? Was I there?
You know exactly what we're talking about. That's who you're talking about, right?
Yes, but we had another one in the first city that we worked in where where one of the people started humping the ice sculpture.
What?
In front of, they had a little bit to drink.
Like,
now, that was
it a
legendary.
Serious?
That was legendary in that city.
Or was it like a head dancing, joking around?
It was one of those, but it went on for a little too long for it to be. Like, hey, look at me. I'm humping the ice sculpture. Lasted just a little too long.
Okay, we get it.
Well, according to a new survey, 2 out of 5 people say they've seen something crazy go down at a company holiday party. That includes big office drama, juicy revelations, or, of course, people getting hammered and hooking up. Now, only 1 in 3, so that'd be out of the 4 of us, 1. Only 1 in 3 say they've done something they regret at a party. I've done one thing at a Christmas party that I totally regret. My first on-air radio job was in Cincinnati, and I went to the general manager at a big Christmas party. And the guy who hired me is the guy I have a lot of respect for. His name is Jimmy Steele. And Jimmy asked me to play chess with him.
So I'm at this party that is going off, and I'm in the couch playing chess for 3 hours.
That's your regret?
Yeah. Because I was sitting there going, why in God's name am I playing chess?
It like, must have been intense.
It was my boss, though. Right? My boss, first guy to hire me, thinks I'm funny, yeah. And puts me on the radio, and he's like, you know, rook 7 to b5. And I'm like, pawn this. Oh, I got check. Checkmate. Nope, no, you didn't, you little digger. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And meanwhile, one guy ran outside and threw up from drinking so much. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I got to go out and see the guy that threw up. You know, that's all I can remember thinking about. If you have seen something crazy at a holiday party, call us, 877-937-1047. My God, remember one lady called us one time and said that she was at her holiday party and they found dentures in an aquarium? I remember that now.
No, just, but that's
just as we were saying, as I was saying that. Because we've done that a couple times during on the radio. We say, if you ever been, tell us about the craziest thing you go down at a Christmas party, you've seen them go down. And some ladies, they were cleaning out the aquarium and somebody left their dentures in the aquarium.
You don't want to forget those.
Who can beat that? And speaking of holiday parties, because it's the holiday season. So, according to a new survey, they say over half of us say that we make lots of last-minute decisions and we cancel certain events spontaneously at the last minute. So what are the type of plans that we cancel at the last minute?
Shopping with somebody. You know, let's meet and go shopping. I can't. I don't have time.
Dinner plans?
Yeah, dinner. I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, plans for the night is number 2 on the list.
And going out? Okay.
So, number 6, I have never canceled this, but I would if it was ever planned, and that is wine tastings. Okay. Number 5, I have canceled many, many, many times. Sporting events.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gift exchange. Number 4,
I've tried to cancel these. Music festivals.
No. Never.
Number 3, I cancel this all the time. Going to concerts.
What?
Number 2 is plans for the night. Number 1. Thing that people cancel most of the time.
Meetings.
Oh, that'd be great.
No. It's actually not that specific, but it is weekend plans.
Oh.
Right? Maybe you're going away somewhere.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily cancel going to the concert. You just go and stay for half of the first song. You're like, well, that's the big song. I'm out.
Yeah. Or just to see the guy. Like, I remember when I went to Justin Timberlake, the last tour, he came out. I was like, okay. I saw, I think, I don't even know what it was. This, I don't know. What was the tour?
Man of the Woods.
No, the one before that.
2020?
Yeah. He came out. I was like, oh, there he is. And then I left.
What? Not even for a whole song?
That's not canceling the show.
And I was like, I was right there in this little area on the floor. And he walked out. And I was like, oh, that's what he looks like. Close up.
Bye.
See you later. Same with the band The Police.
You're insane.
My favorite song from The Police is Message in a Bottle. And they opened with it. So I left.
We went somewhere where we met some band and you left before
Rush.
Yeah.
You remember immediately.
Yeah, because I took my friends wanted to meet the band Rush. So they were coming to town. So I said, okay, I'll take you guys backstage and go meet the band. Went back there. We took a picture and they're like, yeah, we got them on the floor. And I'm like, all right, see you guys later.
The thing about
they're
that
like,
is,
aren't you going to come to the band? I go, hell no.
They were so nice to us. Remember, they talked to us for a while. They're the nicest guys.
The band Rush, they're these old dudes. They just look like people that'd be friends with your dad. Not, it's like when you guys say, let's get a picture. It's like, they're, oh, God, sure, of course.
And they're Canadian. Like they're not, so they're all uber polite.
All right. So 877-937-1047. Tell us about something crazy you've seen go down at a holiday party. We'll talk to you next, John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich. Chrissy, weirdest thing you've ever seen at a Christmas party or that you've participated in or whatever.
Yes. So a couple years ago, I went to a holiday party that apparently they do every year. And it's a bunch of industry restaurant people. And they rent out a bowling alley for just the industry people. And, of course, everyone's drinking, having pizza, hanging out, and they invite strippers. And after so many drinks, almost everybody gets topless and half naked. People are sliding down the aisles. It was crazy.
You know, outside of everything you just said, which is crazy, but the part about being able to run down a bowling alley and slide, fun.
So yeah, I couldn't believe they were letting it. And I mean, people were sliding between people's legs, and it was one of the funnest, craziest things I've experienced.
That's lit.
Did you get topless?
No. but I was in my bikini top.
Yeah. It's all right. We won't
judge you. The line right there.
The fact that you knew to wear a bikini to a bowling alley, that you were prepared.
Yeah. I was pre-prepared that there was a bunch of shenanigans going to happen, so I brought my bikini just in case.
Did you say what kind of company it was or what company it was?
It's a bunch of restaurants. So just restaurants around the valley that, you know, everyone in the business kind of knows everybody. And so you end up meeting new people and seeing people that you know. And it's just a bunch of restaurants and industry people.
Do they still do it?
As far as I know, they did it every year. It's been about 2 years since I went. But the guy that told me about it that I worked with said they do it every year.
I'd love to go.
And it was a bowling alley up in Scottsdale.
It'd be so much fun.
Who knew restaurant people?
Let's do that, Schwann.
We're that wild.
Well, thank you, Chrissy.
It was a lot of fun.
That's not what shocks me. It's that it happened at a bowling alley. It shocks me.
I know. That's what I was shocked about.
Tequila, what happened to you at a Christmas party, or what did you see?
Okay, so I'm at this holiday party, and this guy was a new tattoo artist, and he just started giving everybody tattoos, and a lot of them didn't look really well.
He just started giving them. I'm assuming they wanted the tattoos.
No,
right?
I'm like, don't. He's like, get back here.
Surprise tattoo. Surprise tattoo.
Hold on, I'll be done in a few hours.
It takes a long time. I don't want it. The lines are all like squiggly.
Oh, thank you, Tequila. That's weird. Norma, how about you?
So a few years ago. At a holiday Christmas party, there was this one of my colleagues was there, and she was so proud of these brand new nipple piercings that she started flashing all the guys. And she was in the corner, and there were just a lot of guys just surrounding her, and she was just flashing them everywhere.
Oh, that's fun. That's good holiday spirit.
That's fun. So the kicker is, she and I were applying for the same job. It was a huge promotion, and I got back to our employer, and I ended up getting the job.
Yay! Yes. Happy ending.
So you thank her.
You love nipple piercings, then. Thanks, Norma.
Yeah, so that set my whole career in motion.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
I lived in Houston, and I was just all reminding me of something, of the most disturbing holiday party. I was working at a country station in Houston, and the general manager and his wife were well known as swingers. I didn't know that until after we took the job. Mm-hmm. And he even was buying boob jobs for girls that worked at the radio station. And like, our whole staff had the biggest boobs you've ever seen, right? And my wife and I were both working at the radio station at the same time. And so it was the time for the big Christmas party. And the deal was, if you have the Christmas party at his house, and if he tapped you on the shoulder and asked you to stay after the party was over, it was like sex fest.
Oh, no.
And this guy was ugly and gross and slicked his hair back and smoked cigarettes nonstop, right?
Yep.
But I got to play the political game. I got to go. I just got hired on the new morning show in Houston. I got to go to this guy's Christmas party. And so I told my wife, I go, we got to figure that we got to pray we don't get tapped. Which, at the same time, but why wouldn't I get picked?
Yeah, you'd be offended a little bit.
Yeah, I want to stay for the swinger party, but I want to be invited, but I don't want to. So, and this one girl, like, gets crazy on the pool table, starts dancing around naked. I'm like, oh, God, Blake. And then, like, the wife of the general manager asked me to dance, like, in their living room, you know? Like, dancing in the living room, like, to some whatever song, and my wife's there. And then all of a sudden, the guy goes, hey, John Jay, I remember you smoking. He goes, we're having a little after party. And I was like, score. And I go to Blake. I go, go start the car.
Let's get out of here.
So she went outside, started the car, and I'm dancing with the guy's wife. I'm like, this is great. Hey, hold on a second. I took off, and I ran and jumped in the car, and I was like, go, go, go.
Well, you felt good.
Yeah, I got invited. Yeah, Blake and I got invited. I was all flattered that everyone wanted to sleep with my wife. Which brings me to Love Up. It's Love Up now. We want to save kids. LoveUpShirt.org. Get your Love Up shirt.
John Jane Rich.
Right now, we're going to play a game called Complicated Christmas Carols. Brittany's our contestant. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, what's up?
So you've never played this game before.
No.
Okay, Rich, you want to explain how to play the game?
Sure. We've taken all your favorite Christmas songs, the titles that you know and love, and we've scrambled around, make them complicated, use some fancy language straight out of the Oxford Dictionary, and you have to tell us what the song is. And, of course, Kyle will be playing, John Jay will be playing. I will be hosting since I went to, private school. So okay. I know lots of fancy words.
Is this a name is your buzzer
sure.
round, or are we just doing everyone gets a turn?
I think name is your buzzer. If you figure it out, you say your name and then take a shot at the Christmas carol.
So, Brittany, I will tell you, John Jay is usually very fast at this. So you almost have to say your name before you even think of the answer.
It's actually surprising.
If you want to have a chance, that's my advice to you.
That he's so fast at this.
On a normal game.
You use so few words.
But with the Christmas carol game, it's very difficult.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Number one, anthem of metallic music makers.
Brittany.
Yes.
I don't know.
John.
Yeah.
Silver Bells?
Close.
Dang.
Anthem of metallic music makers.
What the heck?
Can I go again?
Yeah, you can go again.
John. Okay, Brittany went first. Go ahead.
Okay, Brittany.
Jingle Bells.
No, close. John Jay?
No, forget it.
Looking for Carol of the Bells.
Oh, I don't know the name of that song.
I didn't either.
I know it the way you do it. If you had bigger words for near, 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 near.
If you would have said near, 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 near.
That's why we say complicated Christmas carols. Okay, number two here. Here we go. Sir Lancelot with severe laryngitis.
John Jay.
Yeah.
Silent Night.
There you go. Now you're on the board. John Jay with one over here. Boulder of the Tinkling Metal Spheres.
Tinkling Metal Spheres.
Boulder.
Kyle.
Of the Tinkling Metal Spheres. Yes, Kyle.
Is it Silver Bells?
It is not.
John Jay.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes, two for John Jay.
Yeah. Boulder. Boulder was the key word there.
That's right. He's cheating because he's on the radio show, so he has the answers already.
No,
I don't.
He does not.
No.
No, he does not. Decorate the entryway.
John Jay.
Yes.
Deck the halls. Oh, sorry, Britt.
Wow, you are crushing this game.
Yeah, it feels good.
I exclaim, a member of the round table with missing areas. This is one of my favorites. I really worked hard on this one.
Okay, hold on. So I exclaim.
A member of the round table with missing areas.
I scream.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Hark the herald angels sing.
No.
John Jay.
Brittany, were you saying your name?
Silent Night?
No. Close.
Say it again, and I'm going to guess.
I exclaim, a member of the round table with missing areas.
I yell at the holy table.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Joy to the world.
Okay, so I'm going to do this for you because this is actually, I'm really proud of this one.
Okay.
Really proud of this one. I exclaim, which is O, a member of the round table with missing areas. Holy night.
Oh, holy night.
You got to really work on that one. All right, let's do one more. One more.
Yes.
Desired acquisition in late December. Two
touch
forward in scissors. Yes.
Dreaming of a White Christmas.
No. You jumped in too soon. Desired acquisition in late December. Top forward incisors.
Oh, John Jay.
Yes.
All I want for Christmas with two front teeth.
There you go.
Shutout.
You gave a Christmas shutout. That's 4-0, John Jay. Kyle, nothing.
Oh, Brittany, hold on. We'll set you up with a prize.
Kyle, roundhousing. Just taking random Christmas carols and just yelling them.
That's, I was trying. At least I was participating.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, Rich, you got a question for the room?
Honest question. It is really perplexing me. So whatever you guys decide, I will probably just go ahead and do. So, I'm dating Stacey. It's sort of a relatively new Christmassy kind of, do you get presents? Do you not get presents? I told her I didn't need anything, didn't want anything, don't get me anything. And she said, I already got you a few things. And I don't know what to get her because, can't buy her clothes. She's a fashion person. That's what she does. She does that. So if I buy her something for her house, what, kitchen stuff, can't do that really. So my idea was, is it such a bad idea to just hand over some cash and say, go on a shopping spree on me?
That's
bad?
No, honey.
That's bad?
No, okay, señor. So
what are the things what are the categories that are safe dating people category present things?
Jewelry.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with that. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Grant?
Hey, I was going to say, you could take an alternative approach and give her a gift and get a makeover. Get a full makeover. Treat yourself to full spa day.
Oh, he gets a makeover.
I do some basic grooming.
I did this for you.
Yes, Peyton.
personally love cash in a shopping spree. That would be my ideal Christmas gift for my boyfriend.
Okay, so, but like that is you saying yes, and then two, Suzette, in kind of like, no way, show me that you think about me. Think
that
about
you
know something.
Me and that you listen on some of the things that I said I liked or that I would like.
Or like, for me, it's like put in some effort. Oh, you went to the ATM? Thanks.
Yeah, Peyton.
I'd rather have like a car, like a nice car that you spent time on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say, with a nice handwritten card, sign me up.
Yeah. You're about the cash, though. You're like, let's go.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Okay. When you say shopping spree, though, then when you give her the cash, what if the limit, the amount you give her, isn't what she would expect?
Well, that's why you have to give her the credit card. We don't accept cash over here.
So hand over the debit. Wow.
Credit. You're damn
right.
Debit, credit.
See, that's a former sugar baby telling you how to do it. Right there.
I just think, like, something really, like, thoughtful, like, put thought into it, you know?
Now, I have been out shopping, and I have gone specifically to look for her in everything I look at. I can look at and be like, it's just nothing's connected yet because I don't really know what category she's lacking anything in. Certainly not clothes, certainly not shoes.
But those are obviously things she likes. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a shoe brand she always wants or it's her favorite and you can get her, you know, a new pair of those or, you
I've
know.
Seen her closet. She literally has like 40 pairs of the same looking tan shoe with the heel.
They're all a little different. Oh, yes.
What about this? Does she have a key to your house already?
Yes.
I was going to say give her a key to your house, but damn, dude, you had an opportunity there to make that a gift, save you some money. Put it like, hey, man, hey, Merry Christmas. You open up, what's this? Key to my house. I want you to know you come and go anytime you want.
Yes. I don't know.
We see her. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey. No, I was just going to say for Rich, like, my husband is always saying, I hate gift cards. They're so impersonal. But even I would love a gift card. It lets me know you're kind of thinking about me. It's more than cash because it's to a specific place. It doesn't take much, like Kyle said, even the handwritten card. Just a little bit of effort. That's all.
So a gift card above cash is a little more specific.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I'd get your locks changed to get another key and give it to him. That was a good opportunity for a gift, bro.
Yeah.
That's a big step.
Yeah, like if you wanted to do a shopping spree, get her a gift card to her favorite store or like, you know, somewhere where you already know she really loves and shops. It's like, I really wanted to get you the perfect thing, but I know you'll be able to pick up it. Like even something like there's thought behind that.
Try to think back to like a time where she was like, oh, I like this or maybe I should try this perfume.
Yeah,
that way, like, you know, she's like, oh, my God, he listens.
The only thing she seems obsessed over is my Dyson vacuum. Like that.
Don't get her a vacuum.
And I'm like, you cannot buy somebody a vacuum. She's like, that's great. Where do you get those? I'm like, Target, just go look yourself. I'm not.
Yeah.
So I need to go back out
there.
That's
what you really wanted, then that's different.
Nobody
you know?
Wants a vacuum. Yeah.
Give her a key card to here. I want you to know that you can come in here too.
Wait, drop the key. Drop the whole. The key thing is not.
You have access to my whole life. You can come visit me at work anytime. You have to call. You can come up anytime. You
can't get up to the fourth floor, but you can get in.
Hey, Brian, you're on the air. What ideas do you have for Rich?
Good morning, guys. First of all, Rich, great meeting you the other weekend, Saturday, for your book signing.
Yes,
the kids love it.
Brian from Montana.
Yes, not the stuck my finger Montana Brian, but the other one.
You're the clown.
Everyone from Montana named Brian.
A lot of Brians there.
You're a professional clown, yes?
Yes. So, yeah. Yes, I got the backstory on that. I'll change my profile picture for you.
I appreciate that. Clowns kind of freak me out.
That's wild. All the clowns in Rich's life are nice. The clowns in my life want to kill my family.
He really was a friendly clown.
He's
the friendliest clown.
Actually not funny.
All the clowns in my life, I got to get a restraining order. Well, your clowns are like, hey, man. Hey,
Rich. Got to get them from Montana.
I'll change my profile pic for you.
Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Yes, you got to get the rodeo. You got to get the rodeo clowns. I was going to say that for meeting your significant other, if she likes massages, I bought one for my wife. It's a Lomi Lomi, a authentic Hawaiian from the Hawaiian Experience Spa in Scottsdale.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were going to say
yes.
after meeting her, I'd like to massage her. In my clown outfit.
Get her a clown. Get her a clown massage.
I bet you she's never had a clown massage.
Yeah. Forget the whatever one you're talking about, Brian. You're in. Okay. Come in you're costume.
Hired. I got you massage with this clown.
If we could do that here, it would be all over.
It's a new trend. The Kardashians are doing it, so it's all the rage. Oh, yeah.
After meeting your girlfriend, I'd like to massage her as a clown.
Next time someone calls up says, I met you at a book signing, and you'd be like, oh, God, there were so many people there. I'm not sure who. You're like, oh, yeah, Brian. Yeah, I remember you. We hung out for a couple hours. It was just us. You, well, me, fucking Brian.
That's the truth. It wasn't that hard to remember.
You need to play it up a little bit more, bro. Damn. Oh, it was nice. Which day was that? Well, it was just you and me, dude. You asked me to come to the next book signing.
You were. Can you create a line?
You also asked me to come to your concert, you know, next time your band plays. You also gave me this number and told me to call you today.
Brian.
Remember you told me to be Brian from Montana?
We made up the whole backstory. That's
crazy. Yeah, whole clown, remember? You need to be like, I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, Rich.
I care about
no,
the listeners.
I will say Rich has like the best memory.
I know,
like
I
he
know.
Remembers everyone.
I know, I'm busting
his really
balls.
Do.
I mean, if you get a story like that, how do you forget a
that's
guy who's
true.
A clown from Montana?
Get a point.
For the fire department.
Especially with how you feel about clowns, Rich.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, thank you. Are there more people calling about this? Grant, are these calls about... All right, well, here's what we're going to do. If more people call for ideas for Rich, we'll take your calls 877-937-1047. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, so Rich was concerned about what to do for his girlfriend for Christmas. Marissa, you got an idea? What do you get? What's your idea?
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, so my idea is that since Rich has said that she likes his Dyson, but obviously Emily can't get her vacuum... He should get her that luxury Dyson hair dryer, the blow dryer that's like super expensive. Girls never want to buy it for themselves. It's really nice, and it shows that he's been listening to her.
You know, is that the thing that Delaney brought in a couple? I got that. That for Blake because of Delaney.
Very fancy.
And yeah, she loved it. Well, I used to use it too. It's pretty cool. It dries your hair like in 5 seconds if you're a guy.
Make sure she doesn't have it though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go snooping through her bathroom. But
I think
have
that's
a key
perfectly
to her
acceptable.
Mm-hmm. She has a key to your place, but you don't have a key to her place?
No, I do not.
So why don't you give yourself a key from her?
Hey, I just let myself in. How are you doing? Merry Christmas.
I'd be kind of scared.
When she's sleeping one day by herself, why don't you somehow get into her house? When she's sleeping, go up to her ear and go, I now have a key to your house. Merry Christmas.
So romantic.
See what she said.
You
thanks, Marissa.
Are an odd bird, John Jay.
You said, I really like a key to your house for Christmas. Ask that. Ask for that. And plus, she said she got you several gifts for Christmas.
She said a few. And I said, please, nothing. Don't give me anything. I don't need anything. She said, I'm really excited. And then she said, and then I found something else. So that means I need to get at least two.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her something that I think is probably going to be lame that I was excited about.
Oh, so you got her something.
Just a little. It was like a little tiny little thing that I thought, well, I've never seen anybody ever gift somebody this before. So,
but like if you're dating someone and you got them something little and they tell you they have multiple gifts for you, like that makes you go, I think I need it probably.
Like literally, mine was in the $15 range. It was nothing. I've just never seen it before. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, this is something nobody has, but it can't be the only thing.
No, yeah, you need to get her something else.
Yeah.
John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich. There's this story about a third grade teacher in England. She's in trouble because, well, here's what she did. This is a news story about what she did.
Well, a mom overseas is calling for an end to a school assignment that involves the murder of a beloved elf. It all started last Tuesday at Flowery Field Primary School in Hyde, England, when fourth graders walked into their classroom to find a crime scene. It included a chalk outline of their elf on the shelf, fake blood, and crime scene tape. The teacher had asked the 8-9-year-old kids to help her solve the murder mystery. One mother was outraged that she had to explain the concept of homicide to her child. Yeah. She went on to say her daughter was traumatized by the activity and had nightmares. The school has no plans to pull the detective game and even gave out a new clue today.
Oh, so they're pushing forward.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
That's crazy. Fourth grade?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. My son Christopher is an 8-year-old right now, and an Elf on the Shelf is everything. That is a big, big deal. That would be...
I just think he got brutally murdered.
He sits and talks to them all morning.
I mean, she didn't just do the Chuck outline. She had fake blood. Yeah. That's insane.
That's an inability to read that 8th grade or that 8-year-old room.
Yeah.
Because they're all into it. They love that stuff.
And also the Elf's like body's there covered in blood and you got to find out who killed it.
Now it's time to play my favorite game called Know Your Balls.
Yay!
Know Your Balls. Name is your buzzer. Just yell out the answer if you feel you know what it is. Okay. If you've been offered a low estimate, you've been...
Rich. Is it?
Yes, Rich.
Lowball.
Lowball is right. A term used by pilots when accelerating quickly, the throttle's pushed all the way to the panel and the throttle lever actually touches the panel wall.
Rich.
Yes.
Is that balls to the wall?
Balls to the wall is correct.
Man. Wow. We're playing my Know Your Balls. So good at
balls. I know my balls.
Rich loves balls.
I do. Always have.
Yankee Stadium is a?
Suzette.
Yes?
Baseball.
Ballpark.
Oh, ballpark.
Look at the ballpark.
Baseball. Oh.
You balls in your face on that one.
No. Whoa.
This Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor was inspired by a Saturday Night Live sketch starring Alec Baldwin.
Rich.
Rich.
Sweaty balls.
That is correct. Sweaty balls.
Wow, Rich.
A lewd nickname for your significant other.
I thought of something so bad.
Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Balls face.
No.
Oh, Suzette. I'm so sorry.
Yes, Suzette.
No, God, I don't know if I can say this.
Say it, Suzette.
Blue
balls? That's a nickname?
I don't know.
Ball and chain. Looking for ball and chain.
Oh, sure.
I'm playing Know Your Balls.
Know Your Balls.
Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry star in this movie where the racist prison guard falls in love with an African-American wife of the last prisoner he executed. Monster's Ball.
Oh,
right.
Jerry Lee Lewis sang Goodness Gracious. Yes, Rich.
Great Balls of Fire.
That's right. When trying to tell the future, a gypsy looks into a...
Cup.
Yes.
Crystal ball.
Yes. Kyle knows her balls.
Yes.
Kyle knows her balls. 1987 Mel Brooks Star Wars parody.
Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Spaceballs.
And Spaceballs is correct.
You have two balls you are trying to balance on your disc. Both balls separating, hanging on opposite sides of the disc. Kara's ball's now on the move. Angelina trying to get back in control of her balls. Davy's ball's starting to separate now. Which is worse, balls separating or balls clanging together?
I don't know.
Both give you that uncomfortable feeling.
John Jay and Rich. Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.